And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're bringing somebody on now who has been on the show multiple times. Not only has he been on the show, but he's been a proxy several times on Grand Council. He calls in just for contributor work, but he's also guest hosted for me. There have been very few that I've turned the microphone over to, and because I know they'll get it. And he always does an amazing job. So without further ado, let me just bring in the grand poobah of good publishing, the dynamic denizen of discourse, the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. That would be Scotty Buttram. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill, but I just don't know if all that can cheer me up, man. I mean, I turned 65 on Monday, trying to get retired.
Nice.
Now I've lost my side gig with Right Side Radio. I mean, John from Huntsville is going to let me cut his yard just so I'll have some gainful employment. But I think I'm going to have to go down to the Fort Payne Walmart and see if I can be a greeter. Do they still have them?
You know what? If there's greeters out there, that, like, you would be an amazing greeter. I'll just go ahead and say. I have no doubt. Dude, you've been such a friend of this show.
Walmart would fire me for pontificating to all the customers that came
in. Well, listen, your gift of pontification is how we met. I mean, you've been such a friend of this show. And in fact, you also were one of the first news outlets to regularly publish my written work, too, on a regular basis. Every Tuesday, I guess it was. Trustful Tribune always ran my op-eds.
Very pleased to run your op-eds, and we now carry the Jeff Poor column. And in fact, we're out there looking for somebody on the liberal side that can contribute some op-eds, because we got the strongest conservative voices in the state of Alabama on the opinion pages of the Trustful Tribune. And we would like for the folks on the other side of the aisle to at least get a word in every now and then. But you know what? We can't find anybody to submit anything.
You know, it's funny because one of the other papers that I submit to later in the week is Gadsden Times. They called me one day and they said, okay, all right, we're going to make you our conservative. That's how they put it. We're going to make you our conservative. I said, okay. And they've got one lady. They alternate weeks. One lady they run. She's like as liberal a hack as you could possibly ask for. And then they run me the next week to bat cleanup, I guess.
Well, I would take it. If she would send her column to us, we'd run it. We would love to have a voice on the other side. And of course, you know where I lean. And my other side of that opinion is, I think having a liberal voice in there next to two great conservative voices just makes the conservative calls look that much greater.
Yes, it does. We shine by comparison.
It really does. Hey, before you get up to North Alabama and take over the Attorney General, I gotta use my connection with you to plead a case here.
Oh no!
Lieutenant Governor was on Twitter last night. And I agreed with him, saying, you know, Colorado is filing this frivolous lawsuit against Trump over Space Command, and I thought, you know what? He's right. We've seen all these studies. We've seen all these tests. The evidence is overwhelmingly in favor of Alabama. What is to keep Alabama, and I don't know if this is a federal attorney's, U.S. attorney's deal, or this would be a state attorney general's deal, but what's to keep Alabama from suing Colorado for interfering with our economic development for 5 years as a co-conspirator with the Biden administration for blocking that?
That's an interesting dynamic, man. I think there's room in there for a countersuit, but at this point, they're the ones who filed the first action, so it would have to be a counterclaim. If we have viability, if we can be shown to have a viable cause of action here, that's an interesting dynamic. So this is a weird hybrid.
Well,
it's a state
5 years for what's rightfully there.
That's exactly right. This is a weird hybrid case. So it's a state attorney general who's filed a federal district court case on behalf of the state, which is not uncommon. I'm just saying we got state actors and federal actors all combining. I had Congressman Dale Strong on the show yesterday, and you've heard Dale Strong speak before. He was like, no holds barred. This is going away.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna knock it out of the park. It's all gonna be done. And I believe that. We just got to go through the machinations. To me, it's a dying gasp.
I'm just tired of frivolous suits, and I think we ought to kind of sue and make Colorado pay.
I think that's a – you know what? Since you're retiring, I could hire you in the office and you could help me find the things we want to go after. I'll just make you the henchman. I'll call you Lothar the henchman and you'll come after stuff.
As long as you understand, my specialty is knowing a lot of people with law degrees, not actually understanding anything about the law.
No doubt. Well, listen, Scotty B, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. I mean, obviously our friendship does not have to be relegated to whether I'm on the radio or not, but I want you to know how much I appreciate the fact that you have over the years guest hosted for me multiple times and to come on. And what I love is when you drop in the studio. Thank you very much.
It's happened. Listen, that's been my pleasure and my honor. What a great audience Right Side Radio brings every day. So to get to sit at that mic and talk to those folks, man, that's a privilege that very few people get, and I'm honored to have had it.
Well, you did good stuff. Trustful Tribune. People need to go ahead and recognize they've got localized news that still speaks the conservative values that our hometowns love. But thank you for what you do, brother, and we'll be talking again soon.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you, and best of luck.
Thank you, buddy. See ya. Well, we got a few minutes here, and I'll just tell you, I got a few text messages I want to try and jump on real quick.
A few.
The text lines have pretty much blown up, but thank you for all of y'all that are chiming in. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to have State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, who's also been one of our guest hosts more than once. In fact, he's one of those that when he guest hosts, you don't have much work to do. He just goes.
Oh, let me tell you, he comes in there on two wheels and he is bam, bam, jam. I'm having this person on. You ready? You're AJP. I'm gonna tell you. So, yeah, I mean he is. Yes, he's awesome. Ernie Yarbrough is the best.
He's awesome. Text line, Jim from Huntsville says, Senator Colonel, I've enjoyed hearing your voice of reason these last few years, especially during all the long days of the cacistocracy before Trump was reelected. He said, you helped carry me through and you reinforced the right side in the fight. Big congratulations, best to you, and blessings in Christ on your journey. And then he says, Benning. And then Jim from Huntsville.
Benning!
Tom with all the kids. In Huntsville, Tom with all the kids says, I need an address to send something for Phil. So I don't know what that would be, but don't send edibles. But I'll let JP handle that. Scott from Russellville, Alabama says, going to miss you, brother, Phil, but God leads you where you're needed. Congratulations. Thank you, sir. Ronnie from Athens says, you ever cried leaving another job? I've had a few moments where I loved what I was doing enough to where it was hard to leave, but I think this may be one of the hardest. Pete from Decatur said, he said, Phil, I've texted a few times, called once or twice. I've enjoyed your commentaries. Congratulations. And as a fellow lawyer, I'm very jealous because you have my dream job. Pete, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thanks for what you do in the community. And I'll just be honest with you. I didn't see this coming, but it is a dream job for sure. And the confirmation process is still, got a lot of, hoops to jump through. I have filled out more paperwork than I ever had to fill out to have a top secret clearance to work on special projects in the Pentagon. But nonetheless, I'm looking forward to it. Badger from Athens says, Phil, thank you for the last 4.5 years. I never cared to listen to talk radio before. I would catch Rush every so often. Howard Stern turned me off, but I gave you a shot when you first started and you never disappointed. Godspeed, make Alabama proud. Thank you, Badger. Appreciate you, man. Who else have I got? You got any over there on your side, by the way? I can jump in over there if you want to.
Well, we got a couple, yeah. Jeff from Indiana actually commented on the YouTube live stream earlier before he called in and said, it's a bittersweet day for me, but the show must go on and I will be here and hopefully all my ruffian family will be too. Jeff from Indiana.
Absolutely.
And then we also got Brad Smith on the X saying, congratulations, you will be missed, but I have confidence you've set up Right Side 2.0 to be very successful.
Yep, they've got a great foundation, but they also bring their own skill sets and their own voices. So y'all know JP's voice, but Allison and Amy Beth, the mavens of mayhem, I christened them the other day. They're going to be awesome.
By the way, one more. Kit from Morgan County on the Xtreme says, wish you absolutely the best in your future endeavors. Believe you will sail through the confirmation process and will make a great U.S. attorney. We will still hear from you from that office up and upholding what is right. This will be our loss, but their gain. Kit from Morgan County.
Thank you, Kip. Appreciate it. All right, we're taking a break. Coming right back, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.